This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, you can call us on the on-air Discord call-in line at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can also go and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners during, before, and after the show. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And of course, you can bring up whatever you want, but Johnson, you and I both brought a similar story in here tonight. I'm going to share the version from recode.net about Facebook. Apparently going to be banning all advertisements promoting cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin and ICOs. Now, an ICO is an initial coin offering, and that's kind of like the equivalent of sort of the cryptocurrency equivalent of a one of those crowdsourced fundraisers, basically, but decentralized. So instead of having like one of those sites, Kickstarter. That's what I'm thinking of. Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe, which is controlled by some centralized corporation. The ICO allows anybody with access to the internet basically to just go ahead and create themselves a fundraiser and sell tokens on the Ethereum networks or the Ethereum blockchain. So they are banning all of this, apparently, and they claim that the reason why is because they want to prevent people from advertising what the company is calling, quote, financial products and services frequently associated with misleading or deceptive promotional practices. That means that no advertiser, even those that operate legal, legitimate businesses, will be able to promote things like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, initial coin offerings, or binary options, according to a Facebook blog post. So, sorry, you've got something legitimate in the cryptocurrency sphere? Well, Facebook says that the whole sphere of cryptocurrency just has too many scams in it. So, therefore, rather than actually having to filter out which are scams and which are legitimate, we're just going to go ahead and filter anything out that has to do with cryptocurrency.
Seems like a reasonable move to me.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I'm very careful when it comes to, who we advertise on this show, and then you do a secondary level of vetting when it comes to crypto. I pay more attention when it's crypto because I know that there's a bunch of ICO scams out there, ERC-20 coins that allow you to breed imaginary cats and, all kinds of stuff.
Well, nobody's saying that Crypto Kitties was a scam. That's a legit use of the Ethereum network.
Yeah, well, I think it's silly.
So it's definitely silly, but just because you don't like a particular product doesn't mean it's a scam. I mean, Beanie Babies are silly, but they're not a scam.
No,
right?
They're not a scam.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, there are scams out there, plenty of them, and I'm going to try to be as careful as I possibly can with these things, and I understand the difficulty that Facebook feels like it has. It, it's got listeners or
billions of users,
and it wants to protect them as best it can. It feels the best manner to do that is to, keep them away from this stuff. Weiss Ratings just came out with ratings last week that said that Bitcoin was only a C+. If you bought Bitcoin in early January, right now, you're not feeling like it was the greatest investment of your life. If you mortgage the house to get into this stuff,
a mistake.
Yeah. I can see why an ad venue would say we're taking our we're taking our users' well-being to heart here, and we're going to do our best to protect them. Because not everybody can protect themselves.
How many other categories, though, are they doing this in?
I know there's guns.
Okay, guns. But as far as, like, scams, there's a lot of ostensible scams out there. A lot of health products are really questionable. So are they banning all questionable health products out there? Because you're going to find somebody on each side of the healthcare product debate, somebody who believes it saved their life versus others who say that's a bunch of hokum and, you know, it's all just a placebo effect.
Sure.
Or whatever. So there's plenty of that. There, of course, are plenty of pyramid schemes that don't have to do with Bitcoin. No doubt there are some schemes and some scams out there in the Bitcoin world. We've run into people, you know, locally here in the Keene, New Hampshire area who've fallen victim to some of these scams. So there's no doubt about it. Anywhere.
We fell victim to a scam in 2011.
That was like a wallet scam, but yeah, it was a scam. But that's not what they're talking about these days. They're talking about the pyramid schemes. They're talking about the fake ICOs, just straight up fraud. The wallet scam was also a long term fraud, but for a while it did act as an actual wallet that you could use online.
It was a wallet. It was that guy's wallet.
Right.
We sent our money to that guy's wallet.
Yep. And so sometimes you got to learn the hard way in life.
Just because he just didn't. I mean, could we have taken our money out? I don't know. I just put it in there and looked at it.
Oh, right. Well, you know, there's a lot of scams out there. And so, again, I don't know if Facebook releases, you know, a full list of all the stuff that they've banned. But this is a huge I don't like Facebook, but I do understand that people use it for advertising purposes. And some people say it works. I've heard people, like local businesses here in the Keene area, have said that they believe that their Facebook ads gets people through the door because people will tell them.
Yeah,
I heard about
absolutely.
Saw this sale on Facebook.
I've seen it and reacted to it, and yeah, it works.
However, I've never been impressed with what they do for, like, advertising, let's say, Free Talk Live. I've never really – we experimented with it a while back.
I don't think we did it exactly right. I think it's about the content of the ad. So that's the thing about radio ads. Okay. People will tell you, oh, you know, some people, if you sell radio long enough, you're going to find somebody who says, we tried radio and it didn't work.
Sure.
But what did you say? And – I mean, you know, you get 30 seconds or 60 seconds to say something. Just because we put some money into Facebook doesn't mean that we put the right verbiage to catch the right attention of the right people. It's getting the right message to the right person at the right time. They
and
provide
Facebook
the people
does give you the targeting.
And the time.
Right.
They don't give you the message, and they're not supposed to. It's not their job.
I wouldn't expect that.
So
but I just
the same with radio is that if you... You know, if your ad says, well, you know, come on off to our website, we'll show you pictures of poop and...
It doesn't seem to me like people want to leave Facebook. I think that even if you advertise something on Facebook, a lot of the time it's... I remember, like, I don't know if it's still the case, but it seemed like at one time they wanted you to advertise your own page on Facebook. Maybe you can actually advertise a website, too. I think they can let you do that, but I just feel like people don't leave Facebook. So if you want them to go like a page, okay... They might go like a page.
Yeah, we have a lot of likes.
Then they'll never
see.
We've
been as high as 18 million post views in a given week.
Yeah.
We've, you know, now we're down in the probably 50,000s, which is a huge difference. And downloads aren't any different for Free Talk Live. That much is true. Now, is there a way to use Facebook advertising to target downloads? I would presume that there is. I would presume that an expert could figure that out. I don't know how to do it.
I'm insulted by the idea of having to give more money to this company that basically neuters their product for the purposes of extracting more money from people. I mean, that's essentially what they do. They make it so that the people who like your page can't actually see what you post unless you give Facebook money to promote the post to them. Otherwise, you're going to get maybe 1%. Of your audience or something like that.
You think they should just run this, as a charity?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's crap. You know, just because they're running
like
a business
Facebook
doesn't make it a good business. It doesn't
you
make
don't,
it...
Well, it is a good business because people go on it, use it, and enjoy
it. It's good for Facebook, obviously.
There are millions of people using Facebook right now.
Yeah, there
sure
are.
It is a good business.
For Facebook, it sure is. But for the rest of the people using it, it's a time sink and it's a waste of time. And as far as money,
just
I'm pretty sure
it's a waste of time.
I'm pretty sure
doesn't
it's a,
mean it's a bad
too.
Business.
I didn't say it was a bad
yes,
business from
did.
Their perspective. It's a good business. They're rolling in dough. No doubt about it. But
they
just because
be
they are in business,
with a service
they are providing
want.
People with a service. So is a crack dealer. Just because they're in business doesn't, you know, and that they're successful at it doesn't mean that it's good what they're doing, ultimately. They have taken social networking and they have actually disabled it. And then they charge you to get it back. Because most people aren't willing to actually leave Facebook because it's very addictive.
Well, you can learn how to use it and
use
it pretty successfully. So I know
I've been doing that. Once a week, I'll log in for like 5 minutes to go and add the amplifiers to the amp group.
They're pushing videos right now. If you go on your own page and push a video about Free Talk Live, you're going to get far more views than if we just go and put that video up on Free Talk Live.
That's the claim. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dynovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free, bring up what you want. Our number here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can also join us on our Discord at the on-air call-in line room there. You can just jump in. We'll see you there, and we'll jump in, too, and then you'll be on the air with us. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here. You can join our Discord at discord.lrn.fm or hop on our Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you will find out why. As we're talking about the new Facebook advertising restrictions, just outright banning anything that has to do with cryptocurrency because, well, some things could be scams and are scams in the same way that anything, you know, there's a lot of different options out there with cash that will scam you. There are a lot of seminars that are designed to scam you out of things. There's all kinds of scams out there. There's scam products out there that, you know, some people believe actually cause harm to people that use them, but others swear by them. So Facebook has just decided here, rather than try to ferret out the good stuff from the bad stuff, they're just going to go ahead and ban absolutely anything related to cryptocurrencies, ICOs, or something called binary options trading.
One ad I haven't seen in a long time is the click here for a chance to win an iPad.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time, and I suspect Facebook has
on
got
Facebook.
That.
On Facebook, yeah. Okay.
But I think just generally I haven't seen it, and I think it's because Facebook has banned that particular thing, likely because it's more likely to be a scam. Than your average ad.
Sure.
So I suspect that's what they feel like is going on with crypto, and, you know, it's their sandbox if you want to play there. You can follow their rules.
So a binary options trade is essentially it's gambling. It's betting whether or not something will be above a certain amount by a certain date.
Isn't that futures?
Apparently not, because you're saying yes or no.
Okay. I mean,
maybe it's like a futures kind of trade.
I'm not a trader person, but I thought that's what a future was. Isn't that where you bet on whether or not the price of a thing gets to a certain point?
Pretty much.
At a certain date?
So maybe there's a particular type of like futures trading called the binary option.
Maybe it's what happens when you trade futures without a government license.
I don't know.
You can trade a future with before it's deliverable, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I could buy my Bitcoin option at, I don't know what a Bitcoin option's at, $11,000 today, and it's deliverable in 2 months. In a month, I'm like, oh, yeah, now's the time to sell this, and I can sell it to you for $12,000 or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it works exactly, but I know I can sell the future option to you, and then you can take it.
Mm-hmm. And that would be different than this, which is just a straight up bet
option,
on a thing.
Yeah. If you invest irresponsibly, you can definitely trade your future for a less good one.
So we're talking about the new rules. According to Recode.net, they have announced in a blog post that they're going to be banning all of these things, and that means that crypto genius James Altucher, whose ads have appeared all over the internet, have become a meme of sorts for the entire crypto industry. He won't be able to advertise on Facebook. Now, I've seen this guy's name around, James Altucher. Is he like some kind of crypto guru for people? Have you guys ever heard of him before?
No.
You're not familiar?
He's probably like Cramer is for trading.
The Mad Cramer guy, Mad Money Cramer.
Jim Cramer. It's probably like the same kind of thing, but for Bitcoin. That's what I imagine. I'm guessing. I don't really know. I could be completely, you know, making an irresponsible claim here. But, it just seems like somebody who's going around placing all sorts of Facebook ads about how they're a crypto genius is just like...
That's what he's calling himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Self-described crypto genius, James Altucher asks, why does Bitcoin even exist? Why do cryptocurrencies even exist? Well, I can answer that question. As I understand it, Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, was no fan of the banking industry, was no fan of government-issued fiat currency, and wanted to give people a currency that they would have more control over and devolve power from the hands of the bankers and the governments into the hands of the people. So the guy is, Satoshi is a hero. I don't know much about James Altucher, but anyway, apparently his ads are going to be banned, and any ads for anything related to cryptocurrency, if they violate the company's new policy, they will be banned on Facebook's core app, but also in other places where Facebook sells ads, including Instagram and its ad network, the Audience Network, which places ads on third-party apps.
It's a whole new way to get banned on Facebook.
They say the policy is intentionally broad while we work at better detecting deceptive and misleading advertising practices. We'll revisit this policy and how we enforce it as our signals improve. So I guess what they're saying is that maybe there's a chance they'll roll it back and it won't be all-encompassing in the future. And I suspect that if some crypto company comes to Facebook and offers them a bunch of money, that might roll back the policy in certain areas as well. And so look for blowback from entrepreneurs and investors who argue the move unfairly punishes legitimate cryptocurrency companies and related crypto products. Facebook's board of directors includes two investors, Mark Andreessen and Peter Thiel, whose firms have been prominent crypto backers. And Facebook Messenger's boss, David Marcus, is on the board at the popular crypto exchange Coinbase. So there's some ties within the board of directors world of Facebook, apparently, to cryptocurrency. So maybe this won't be a lasting ban as far as advertising cryptocurrencies on Facebook. But as it exists, it's a major hit, I would say, to the world of cryptocurrencies, given that so many people swear by the Facebook advertising.
Well, it's going to be bad for Facebook, too. There are going to be people who say, well, I'm not going to go on Facebook anymore.
Well, that's Facebook's goal this year.
What do you mean?
To shrink.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that?
Facebook.
So
it's all over the news.
They want to shed users or what?
Yeah, their goal this year is because they're going to focus on meaningful social interactions, supposedly.
Really?
This year. That's their goal for this year. And they say that means that they're going to lose users, which they know based on this that they are.
But what does that mean?
Okay.
Meaningful social interactions.
Yeah, I don't know. And
as opposed to social interactions that are not meaningful.
I understand that. But what is meaningful by Facebook?
Certainly not meaningful.
No doubt. What is Facebook?
Actually, I would think that actually would contain a lot of meaning. Being scammed, I would think that anything that elicits a large emotional response would be something that is quite meaningful. It just might not be good meaning, but it would be meaningful. Meaningful is kind of nonsense, right? If you're just saying a meaningful social interaction.
Yeah, is it meaningful if you click a like button on somebody's picture of their dinner?
Right.
Is that a meaningful interaction?
Now you know what they had for dinner.
Or do you have to actually have a conversation with somebody in order for it to be meaningful? Does it need to be a text-only conversation, or is it a voice conversation that would make it more meaningful?
I think the idea is to stop promoting things like, more. Like, they actually want to stop promoting certain types of advertising and really downplay advertising and
they don't want to downplay advertising.
On local interaction. Supposedly, that's the goal. I mean, who does?
Sounds like marketing nonsense. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Apparently, some are calling for Facebook to be regulated. Johnson's got that story on the way, and you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite really worked. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You want to learn about Bitcoin? Well, you don't have to go and pay some mastermind to explain it all to you. You can just go and visit Bitcoin.com and learn about it for free. Bitcoin.com, great place to go for those who are brand new, but also seasoned veterans. Maybe you just want to get the latest headlines. Go to news.bitcoin.com. In that case, that's news.bitcoin.com for daily updates, probably multiple times a day, I would guess, over at news.bitcoin.com. You want to get involved in Bitcoin mining? They've got that too, and you don't have to deal with setting up your own server and hardware questions and all that. You just hire them to do it for you over at pool.bitcoin.com. That gets you to their Bitcoin mining pool. Also, they've got the Bitcoin Cash mining pool option, which is the one that I've chosen to get involved with. So go to Bitcoin.com, get started into the world of cryptocurrency there, which you will not be hearing about on Facebook now. Apparently, Facebook banning any advertising relating to cryptocurrency. They're saying that maybe down the line they'll revisit the policy as they learn more about what, you know, is obvious scams versus not scams, if they can somehow sort that out with their automated system. I don't know if they'll be successful at that, because it's one of those things where you've got to look at whatever it is that's being said. Now, there's sometimes where it's clearly too good to be true, and you might as well just not even look based on how good the claims are. I mean, if it's just, if it's saying you invest X and then you get 10%, you know, that's, or more, you know, you're probably looking at a scam. But, you know, if you want to do your due diligence, you still got to do that on a lot of these things. You can't expect Facebook to do it for you. You can't expect Google to do it for you. And once you leave Facebook, which Facebook doesn't want you to do, but once you leave Facebook, there's a whole internet out there. Now, of course, there are some people who don't realize that's the case, like a large number of folks in Africa who have Facebook-only internet on their smartphones.
Free, right?
Free or very, very low cost. I forget which. But basically, Facebook offers a very restricted internet, which is only Facebook, to its users of certain phone plans in Africa.
Yeah, I figured this out with the building of the orphanage.
Oh, really?
In Jinji, Uganda. You can go find out more at hope.freetalklive.com. But, the guy who's building it there really only has Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a big deal for him to click on a link.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that there's some good things that that Facebook does. And, a lot of people don't like that Facebook is offering that service to people. But if that's all they can get, then I don't think there's a problem with that. I think that if that's your only way of connecting to some sort of internet, it's better than not having it. And if they're able to provide that at a cost that allows people who otherwise wouldn't have some sort of online access to get online access, then they're doing, I think, a good thing generally there. And that's me saying that as a Facebook critic.
Oh, yes, you are.
In that particular case.
I'm proud of you, Ian.
I think that that's generally a good thing. Even though, again, I think that Facebook can be a time waster and a time sink, it could be a legitimate way for people to connect if they have no other option, which, of course, is the critique of it, is that, well, Facebook isn't allowing for any other options. Well, surely if you pay more to your cell phone company, you'll get the higher tiers of service, including the full internet.
Sure.
So anyway, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Johnson, you had a story that you also brought in regarding Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody out there is calling for them to be regulated.
Well, not just somebody. Actually, a fairly well-known CEO of a very major software-as-a-service CRM, which is a customer relations management software called Salesforce.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It's like a prospecting.
That's a big one.
Is this a prospecting tool? What is
on
that?
On top of that and a whole bunch of stuff, yes.
Okay.
It's a prospecting tool.
I don't know. What would you say it is? Because, I mean, you're the sales guru. I mean, this guy, Mark Benioff, is the CEO of Salesforce, and Salesforce is pretty well known, I think, in sales circles.
What does CRM stand for again?
Customer Relations Management.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yep,
okay, well, there you go. That's what it is.
It's what it is. I mean, it's basically every tool that you need as a salesperson, mm-hmm. supposedly to make it easy for you to, you know,
taking notes on kids, you know, birthdays.
Downloading kind of people's LinkedIn stuff. Having the emails that you, with this person right there, so you can flip through them as quickly as possible. Note-taking and just a whole bunch of things.
Well, Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff is the latest tech insider to raise the alarm over social media's effect on society with comments at Davos. Davos being the
World Economic Forum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he claims that Facebook should be regulated like a cigarette company. Because of the addictive and harmful properties of social media, according to the Salesforce chief executive.
Does that mean that you would have to click through a Surgeon General's warning in order to log into the website?
I don't know.
Warning, Facebook
Facebook would have to have a skull and crossbones in the front of it. I mean, what?
Well, because Now, not in the United States, at least, but in, like, Australia, and I think they introduced it in Canada, but I haven't been there since they've done this to confirm it. But aren't they putting pictures of, like, rotted out lungs and things like that on, like, and dead babies on packs of cigarettes? In some
countries? I don't know about the dead babies, but certainly rotted out lungs.
Rotted out lungs, for sure.
Yeah.
And so is that what we're going to see? Horrifying pictures
of... I don't know. Maybe it'll just be a warning label that says, Facebook... known in the state of California to be a carcinogen.
Maybe it'll just turn on your laptop's camera and have you look at yourself for a second. Just take a look.
You have to look at yourself in the eyes for 5 seconds.
Look at you. You see the drool coming out of your mouth? You slack-jawed Nimrod.
It's not a bad idea. But what does he mean?
I mean, when he a snack.
When he says that, I mean, does he explain?
Well, he said, the idea here is social networks would be regulated exactly the same way that you regulated the cigarette industry, Benioff told CNBC at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Here's a product, cigarettes. They're addictive. They're not good for you. Maybe there's all kinds of different forces trying to get you to do certain things. There's a lot of parallels. I think that for sure, technology has addictive qualities that we have to address, and that product designers are working to make those products more addictive, and we need to rein that back as much as possible, he added.
Because the government is great at stopping addictive things from hitting the marketplace.
Benioff, who founded the B2B cloud computing company Salesforce in 1999, is now worth more than $4 billion, suggested the regulation of some form was inevitable for the technology industry. And I think that's terrifying. He says, we're the same as any other industry, he said. Financial services, consumer product goods, food, in technology, the government's going to have to be involved.
Ugh.
There is some regulation, but there will probably have to be more.
Yuck.
A string of Silicon Valley heads have spoken out in recent months about their fear that social media could be more psychologically damaging than anyone expected. Last week, venture capitalist Roger McNamee, an early investor in Facebook, wrote a Guardian column warning the company would have to address the harm the platform has caused.
I love the vice narrative that you're doing here. It's
through addiction and exploitation by bad actors.
Well, no, they're going to protect us from the bad actors. They're going to ban all cryptocurrency advertisements.
Oh, yeah, right?
They're looking out for you. Facebook's just trying to keep you safe. Yeah.
I was once Mark Zuckerberg's mentor, but I have not been able to speak to him about this. Unfortunately, all the internet platforms are deflecting criticism and leaving their users in peril.
Wow.
I wonder what Mark Zuckerberg would say about this guy's mentor status.
Yeah.
Wow.
Earlier.
We got to come back with this.
Yeah, hold on this one, because this one's good.
All right, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. I mean, while I may share the concerns that this guy has with Facebook's addictive
qualities, do you share his passion?
I certainly do not share that level of passion. I certainly don't share the desire for government to get involved. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget, if you want to help out Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and you get some cool perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and the new AMP-only Discord chats. There's a text version for amplifiers and a voice channel as well, which you can have the AMP status applied to your account. All you have to do is shoot me a private message on the Discord, and you can get on the Discord any old time you want to by going to discord.lrn.fm. Coming up here, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, but don't forget, please, help us out with the AMP program. It helps us get new radio stations on board. In fact, I'm going to be adding several new stations to our list this week. Just didn't get a chance to get to it today. That's still to come. So thanks to listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers, and you get cool perks. Get the full list of perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with any major credit card, PayPal, also Bitcoin Core, which is cheaper now to use than it was last month. I think finally the median price of the fees has gotten down below $5. So that's good news. Anyway, Bitcoin Core is available to you to AMP over at amp.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, Dave Ridley is with us on the line on Skype. Hello, Dave.
I'm coming. Don't hang up.
Oh, yep, okay, there you are.
I am.
All right.
Yeah. I have some, I guess, a minor victory to report from Hopkins in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Apparently, Dennis Goddard, who is a Free Stater and sometime official in Hopkinton, says, quote, "We won a $30 million budget battle, at least for now, mostly by just going to the school board and budget committee hearings, volunteering places and talking to people and making many dozens of flyers and posting them all over town. Seriously, this is pretty big," unquote. So I guess what it was an attempted school bond.
Okay. And they stopped it from happening, is what you're saying.
Yes. He also says, quote, "Two Free Staters and a coalition of seniors and middle-income folks forced the school district to rescind their bond before any more heat from the public," unquote.
This is the next town over from Concord, which is a pretty thoroughly, every state capital is, pretty thoroughly Democratic, you know, blue place. And that they were able to do this in a blue place, I don't know if Hopkinton's blue, I wouldn't be able to say, but it's right next door to Concord, which certainly is. Maybe that's where all the Republicans fled, for all I know. But, you know, doing it that close to the state capital amazes me.
Yeah. And... you know, it's one of those things where I guess they have a goal, and their next goal is to try and get a zero increased budget. But, you know, if you stop and think about that, I guess they haven't had one, I think, since Dennis has lived there. And I think he's lived there since around 05. So, you know, should it really have to be that big a deal just to have a budget that doesn't go up?
Well, yeah, because you're fighting against the entrenched bureaucracy. And that's why he's saying this is a big win, because it's hard to defeat the teachers. It's hard to defeat the teachers' union in these places. They are the ones who go out. They are the ones who attend the yearly annual budget meetings. And they're the ones who vote in favor of a larger budget every single time. So until you can get the numbers of activists out to oppose these people, which is a lot easier said than done, then you're going to lose again and again and again, and the school budgets are going to go up again and again and again. The good news is, in any given town, it probably won't take more than a few dozen folks to basically overrun any one of these school board meetings. But again, it's easier said than done. Getting people to turn out on a Saturday morning or whenever it is that they have this meeting.
Finding people in your town that agree with you.
Finding people willing to do it.
If you're a libertarian, it's going to be darn difficult.
Well, there are a lot of people who agree with having a smaller school budget. It's just that they're busy running their lives. It's hard to persuade people to do these things, which is why we've got this New Hampshire freedom migration in the first place, because libertarians have been banging their head up against the political wall, the brick wall that is politics, all around the country, and have been failing over and over again. So the idea was, and has been working very well in my opinion, to concentrate liberty-minded people in one geographic area, so maybe we'll have a chance at actually outnumbering the bureaucrats someday. We're not there yet. Okay, so here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a city, if you will, in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire scale, it's a city. They call it a city, but in most places it'd be called a large town.
City's just a designation. It's 22,000 people.
Yeah, about that. And I think that's with the college students. So when the college students aren't here, it's actually a little bit less, maybe like 18,000 or something. But a small place. That said, there's still this entrenched bureaucracy, and it's hard to overcome it. If you look at the number of employees that just the city of Keene has, I don't think the school board's included in this. I believe the city of Keene's got about 250 employees. The last I looked, and that was like a decade ago. We maybe have 25 activists. So we are not even close to overcoming, just on raw numbers, on economic strength. We're still not close. If the city employees threaten to boycott a downtown business, if they're allowing liberty-minded people or free staters or libertarians or whatever to eat at their downtown business, and the city employees go in there and they say, if you keep letting these people eat here, we're going to not come eat at your business anymore. That's going to be enough to scare a business owner into doing exactly whatever it is the city wants. And if you think I'm just randomly speculating on something that might happen, that actually already has happened, and it happened like a decade ago here.
It's probably happened a few times from what we can tell.
Yeah.
we should be so lucky as to have bureaucrats that behave honorably that way and do an honorable thing like a boycott, as opposed to just dumping the government on the business.
On the business owner.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. And certainly, you know, business owners know it. I've heard through the rumor mill there's one downtown business that is afraid to take cryptocurrency because they don't want the backlash.
I heard from the rumor mill that there's about three of them.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's one that we know refuses to do it.
Right,
and there's
a new
one.
So.
There's another one that I happen to have heard through the back channels that's the reason, which is insane. And their concern is that the city workers are going to, you know, boycott the place or something like that, or at the very least not eat there. Maybe they won't make a bunch of noise about it, but amongst themselves they'll spread the word to, you know, to not eat there. And that's over.
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah. There is real fear in Keene, and it's not just among liberty actors. There was a time I went and someone had given me a story tip, and they said, I should go talk to this guy, you know, who the city stopped him from putting up a sign, you know, and interview him. And I went in, and he was afraid to be talked to or interviewed or anything like that, or to raise any kind of complaints on YouTube about his concerns about the fact they'd stopped him from putting a sign up.
Yep. And so then you've got the people that we discussed last night who will not be honest about the fact that they are a Free State Project participant. That those are the people, some of them were upset at our co-host on Monday nights, Melanie, who had spoken publicly at a hearing recently in the State House in Concord and said she's both an anarchist and a Free Stater or a Free State Project participant.
Wait a second. If you're not being honest about whether or not you're a Free Stater, and I can certainly understand why one would choose not to self-identify that way, why would you care if somebody went to the state capitol and said they were a Free Stater?
Because apparently they weren't very good enough at keeping their secret that they shouldn't have been bothering to keep, probably.
Apparently they cared because you were here last night, Mark. She said that they blew up on her on Facebook.
Well, I don't know
what
you said
about
this.
And one of them even told her to not even mention the Free State Project ever again in public.
I think that was a suggestion that was made to her. You know, I guess my... First off, I wouldn't go broadcasting that I'm a Free Stater, because all it does is declare to the locals that, I don't know what you think, but you're wrong, and I'm here to fix you.
I don't know if it declares that at all.
It's
I mean, there might be some locals who like you because of it.
A small handful.
Yeah, I don't know what percentage, Mark. I really don't. But certainly the ones who don't like you are more likely to tell you about it and more likely to write articles about you and, you know, talk S about you. So I understand why people are afraid to do it, because, hey, guess what? When you show up somewhere and you start trying to change the system, people are going to target you. They're not going to like you.
Free Staters are lucky if they get to change anything. Mostly they're just able to help the, you know, locals to keep things the way they are. That's probably the best bet you can do at this point.
No, that's definitely not the best bet. I mean, we've seen plenty of examples of liberty-minded people, Free Staters included, who've been elected here, and they've gotten bills through that have absolutely changed things for the better.
In many cases, they changed them back to the way they were only 10 years ago or something.
Sure, but that's a change for the better, because they're making it better than it currently is. I think we can go through a laundry list of political wins that both Free Staters and Libertarians have had here in New Hampshire, but we don't have time for that. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, thank you for the call here tonight. Folks can follow his YouTube channel and find out what adventures he's been up to recently. In fact, he posted some Keene videos where he, I guess, ambushes some of the Keene bureaucrats and politicians in the hallways of City Hall.
I love that.
Which I always enjoy watching those. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Hour two on the way.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.